Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
The White House has taken out a petition from its We the People site that had called for Beyonce to be disinvited from performing the national anthem at President Obama's inauguration ceremony because of her relationship with soft drink Pepsi. The petition was started by a health advocate who believes that Beyonce's multi-million dollar endorsement deal sends the wrong message in light of First Lady Michelle's much publicized fight against childhood obesity. Meanwhile, a spokesperson from the White House said that they removed it because the inauguration is not something they have jurisdiction over and they don't control who's singing at the ceremony. Rapper Meek Mill is taking officers involved in his November detainment to court for false imprisonment. He claims he was forced to miss his own album release party after police officers in Philadelphia detained him with no charges and without cause or justification. He's suing officers Andre Boyer, Michael Varga, and the city of Philadelphia over the nine-hour ordeal. The lawsuit claims false imprisonment, civil rights violation, civil conspiracy, and invasion of privacy. Rapper Chief Keef has been sentenced to 2 months at Illinois Youth Center for violating probation. He was served a sentence after prosecutors claimed that he violated probation by conducting an interview at a gun range. They also targeted the 17-year-old for failing to complete his GED in time to meet a court order. In related news, a concert promoter is suing Chief Keef over a misperformance in the UK. Team Major LLC hit him with a lawsuit for repayment. According to the firm, he was supposed to perform at Indigo O2 Arena in London on December 29th, but never showed. They're seeking $75,000. Rapper 50 Cent has taken Sleek Audio back to court over an unpaid promissory note worth $261,000. He claims the company signed a promissory note of $285,000 plus interest to be paid before July 2011. 50 says he has yet to be paid, and now he's looking for the court to order them to pay immediately. Deion Sanders has to share custody of his children with his estranged wife Pilar pending their divorce. However, a Texas judge did give exclusive rights to determine primary residence and education's decisions to Deion. He's also required to pay $108,000 in attorney fees. The former couple's divorce trial is set for March.